What's happening, because we have a, if our technology works well, we do have a video camera which will help you to see what's happening in the pool. There we go. You've all got a good view of what's happening. It's great to have our children back in. And where's Andrew? Andrew, come and join me. I always like to give a verse from the Bible to those who are being baptized. And Andrew, this is the verse which I've chosen from Romans chapter 12. It says, as we think about following Jesus, it says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." So we've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord?
I do.
On that public profession of your faith, we baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Special day, Helen, in your journey with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this will be no surprise, the verse I've chosen for your baptism. It's Romans 8 and verse 1. And it says this, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the power of the Spirit of life has set me free from the power of sin and death." So we have a important question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord?
I do.
Well, on that public profession of your faith, we baptise you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Deanne says it's nice and warm. One of the things Deanne was concerned about. The last baptismal service I did, we baptised in a glacial river in Nepal. This is very comfortable in comparison, I assure you. Deanne, I got a verse from the Bible from you, from the Old Testament, Isaiah 40. It says, "Do not fear, for I am with you." These are God's words to you. "Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Thank you.
Well, I have an important question for you. Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord?
I do.
On that public profession of your faith, we baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Talking in your story, which you told us a little bit earlier, about your journey of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And for a verse from the Bible, I went to Psalm 121, which is like a song for the journey for God's people. That psalm ends with these words, The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord?
I do.
On that public profession of your faith, we baptise you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.